LS3 4.19.
In summary then, it's probably misleading to talk about a single gender gap when it comes to making career choices. And it may be too simplistic to state that this gap is a simple case of men's advantage at women's expense. Instead, it would be more correct to view it as a number of different gaps, in some cases disproportionately in women's favour, while in others favouring men. An interesting question, which is unfortunately outside the scope of this talk, is what are the likely effects of these gaps? For instance, the effects of such a large and growing number of female university students could lead to changes in subjects offered, studied, and even possibly the ways they are assessed. And when it comes to the jobs market, it is probable that the present situation, where women are paid less and often struggle more than men to be promoted at work, may not last much longer. I would suggest that these are areas where more research is needed. Thank you.